Air taxis, the next big transportation market. Are air taxis about to take us one leap into the age of the Jetsons, where we look up and see car-sized vehicles flying people to and from various short destinations? Especially in cities where heavy traffic is the norm, the future of air taxis is very promising. Air taxis are designed for on-demand travel just as on-the-road taxis are, and generally involve a short distance within an urban environment. But they will be faster and reduce less emissions than traditional on-the-ground transportation. Powered by electric batteries, air taxis will be more environmentally friendly than conventional helicopters or small planes, with many developers such as Joby Aviation, Archer Aviation, and Volocopter aiming to produce zero emissions. In addition to sustainability, air taxi developers are looking into autonomous systems. What does that mean? It means driverless vehicles where air taxis would be controlled using artificial intelligence and sensors that control navigation. iturbonews.com. The challenges. Some of the challenges in this market are the hefty regulatory and safety requirements that must be met with the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, and European Union Aviation Safety Agency, EASA. This makes partnerships between aerospace firms and governments critical to advancing regulations, safety standards, and infrastructure. Additionally, the airborne vehicles require specific places to take off and land, so air taxi hubs, also known as vertiports, must be developed into existing infrastructure as well, including connecting to existing public transportation. Although because air taxis are essentially very large drones, the need for runways at vertiports do not have to be taken into consideration for development. Countdown takeoff. The United States has been a leader in the development of flying vehicles, but will they be the first place where actual liftoff of air taxis takes place? U.S.-based Archer Aviation and Joby Aviation, two of the world's top air taxi companies, announced plans to launch electric plane services in the United Arab Emirates as soon as 2025. So would that count as the U.S. being first or the Middle East? Archer is also partnering with United Airlines to provide air taxi service in New York City, Los Angeles, and the San Francisco Bay Area. Joby is working with Delta Airlines to bring service to New York and LA as well. But the UAE has generous funding and greater regulatory flexibility, so they may come out on top in the end and cross the air taxi finish line first. Only time will tell. Air Taxi World Congress set to take off. Whomever and wherever air taxis first take off, the reality now is that the market is already hot, and organizers of the Air Taxi World Congress in Dubai are banking on the air taxi market as they make their final call for flying demos at this event that is sure to deliver high-flying interest. EVTOL, Electric Vertical Takeoff and Landing, aircraft companies have until Monday, September 23, to confirm their participation and join the lineup. Official host partner Air Chateau and showcase partner Unified Aviation are ready to deliver a unique market showcase on the final day of the Congress on October 10. Taking place at the Air Chateau Dubai Helipark, VIP observers from airlines and new startup air taxi operators, plus many more decision makers, will be treated to a flying display which will be focused on operations in six key markets: Saudi Arabia, the Maldives, India, the Aegean Islands, London, and the UK. Through this unique format, Showcase will ultimately help to generate interest and orders for air taxi manufacturers. The market showcase runs from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. including lunch and will feature Dubai Special Market Showcase, Dubai Test Flights India Market Showcase, Truly Unlimited Potential Island Nations Showcase, Focus on Maldives and Aegean UK Market Showcase, a Virtually Untapped Opportunity 2025 Market Showcase Preview UAE Market Showcase, 2025 set to be the year? Airlines and startup operators will include Saudi Arabian Airlines, Maldivian, Jet Set Go, United Airlines, Nashet, Emirates, Interglobe/Indigo, Gulf Air, Air India, Freebird Airlines, Luna Jets, Philippines Airlines, Etihad, Turkish Airlines, and Thai Airways. OEMs interested in the remaining slot should contact Xiaoman Huang immediately, Event Director of Air Taxi Market Showcase, Xiaoman at airtaximarketshowcase.com. Air Taxi World Congress will be held from 07-09 October at the Grand Hyatt Dubai Conference and Exhibition Center. the fifth annual edition of Air Taxi World Congress is the only advanced air mobility, AAM, focused event enabling OEMs to connect and engage with the most diverse global audience of airlines, operators, airports, suppliers, analysts, media, tourism boards, regulators, investors, and potential aircraft buyers. iturbonews.com